This coming Wednesday is the summer solstice. You already know it's the day with the most minutes of sunshine, and the midday sun is highest in the sky. What's not widely known is that on the solstice, the sun moves through the sky along its most curving path. It rises and then keeps veering to the right as it passes high overhead. Quite different from the laser straight path the sun moves along in late March and September. The solstice sun stands directly over the Tropic of Cancer. In fact, that's how the Tropic of Cancer got its name. It's the southernmost line connecting all places on Earth where the sun is ever straight up. That's because a few thousand years ago, the solstice happened when the sun was in the constellation of Cancer the Crab. Thanks to the wobble of our axis, this Wednesday the sun is in Taurus the Bull. So somebody should go down there and change all the signs to Tropic of Taurus. This Wednesday's solstice is when folks in the Northern Hemisphere see the highest sun of the year, but it's getting less high over time. That's because Earth's tilt is slowly decreasing. More facts? Well, the solstice is when the sun is lowest in the sky for those who live near the equator. The word solstice comes from the two Latin words sun and stoppage. Makes sense. The sun stops moving north that day. In India, the summer solstice ends the six-month period when spiritual growth is supposedly easiest. Better hurry, you only have a few days left. That day, the sun rises farthest left on your horizon and sets at its rightmost possible spot. Sunlight strikes places in your rooms that get illuminated at no other time. With all that, most people care about one single solstice fact. It's the start of summer. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.